This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshreshth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi today. The national level conference is being organized to reinforce the commitment towards greater participation of women in shaping India's development trajectory. It will highlight the increasing role of women in governance and leadership across all levels, from panchayats to parliament. The program will also underscore the importance of enhanced representation of women in decision-making processes. Women achievers from diverse fields will attend the event, along with representatives from different sectors such as government, academia, science, sports, entrepreneurship, media, social work, and culture. The Sammelan will highlight the role of women in India's journey towards becoming a developed nation by 2047. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that promises to India's women cannot become politics of postponement. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said that today, when it is the time to deliver the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, hesitation and questions are being raised. He said that for decades, women's reservation remained a promise and this government turned it into a reality. He added that the necessary amendments linked to delimitation are crucial to ensure the nation's Nari Shakti gets rightful representation before 2029 and not pushed further into uncertainty. As campaigning intensifies ahead of the West Bengal Assembly elections, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a whirlwind campaign trail today across Birbhum and Paschim Bardhaman. Mr. Shah will begin campaigning with a public meeting at Palli Mangal Club Ground in Sainthia, Birbhum, this afternoon. He will address another gathering at Khairasol in the same district at Gosto Dangal Maidan Ground. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee is also scheduled to hold multiple campaigns program across the state today. According to the party sources, she will hold a rally at Suri in Birbhum district this morning. Later, she will hold a rally at Galsi in Purba Bardhaman. Ms. Banerjee is also scheduled to lead a march in support of her candidates in Bankur. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Gujarat and Maharashtra beginning today. The president will attend the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Rajkot today. Tomorrow, President Murmu will join the Samajik Samrast Mahotsav at Lok Bhavan, Gandhinagar on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. The president will also attend the fifth convocation ceremony of Rashtriya Raksha University at Gandhinagar tomorrow. Condolences have poured in from a wide spectrum of society at the demise of legendary playback singer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Asha Bhosle. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla mourned the loss of a celebrated singer. Asha Bhosle passed away in Mumbai yesterday at the age of 92. Her last rites will be performed with full state honours at Shivaji Park in Mumbai this evening. The annual Amarnath Yatra will commence on 3rd of July this year and conclude on Raksha Bandhan on 28th of August. In a press conference, Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir, Manoj Sinha, announced that the advance registration for the Yatra will begin on 15th of this month through both online and offline modes. The West Asia conflict has taken a new turn after ceasefire talks between the United States and Iran in Islamabad collapsed without any agreement. US President Donald Trump has announced that the US Navy would immediately begin blockading the Strait of Hormuz, interdicting vessels that paid tolls to Iran and moving to clear Iranian-laid mines in the vital waterways. Meanwhile, Iranian officials warned that any enemy military vessels approaching the strait would be viewed as a ceasefire violation, cautioning that ships could be drawn into a deadly vortex while maintaining that the waterway must remain open for peaceful shipping. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Mumbai Indians by 18 runs in a league stage match in Mumbai last night, chasing a target of 241 runs set up by the Royal Challengers Bengaluru. Mumbai Indians managed to score 222 runs at the loss of 5 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.